Amen. God is good, and he's worthy of our praise. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, our God is worthy to be praised. And we come now to you with the third word. The third word. But before I go to the third word, let us pray. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my sin and guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. As we gather our hand to touch the Bible, using our fingers, we go to John chapter 19. John 19, I'm going to start at verse 25. Because there is no separation and division in the book of God. I'm going to go from verse 25 to 27. I'm going to use the King James Version, amen? And it reads like this. Now there stood by the cross Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. In the few minutes that we have, I'm going to preach on the topic, deliverance in the midst of agony. Deliverance in the midst of agony. Beloved, I believe that somebody knows how you feel and how someone else might feel if you never laughed and cried. If you haven't buried yourself in the midnight hour in your own tears, you don't understand what agony is. Somebody say pain.
Pain.
See, the thing is this. For a while, agony is unwelcome, unpleasant, uncomfortable. It is also unavoidable, which is why we could develop faith if we even try. We could develop it if we even tried. And uncomfortable as it is, and unavoidable as it is, there is a development of faith. You have to develop faith. Painful experience without actually going through an agonizing experience isn't worthy. If you never felt pain, how would you appreciate deliverance? If you never went through a thing, how can you appreciate deliverance?
Amen.
If you never felt a needle go into your vein, and then one day you wake up and you don't need the needle anymore, and you were delivered, but you don't understand because you don't understand that God has taken it from you. When he takes something from you, he makes sure that it doesn't come back. We want to do this thing, but everything comes at a cost. Everything comes at a cost. See, but we want to move into a new church. But see, my thing is, you got to own it. You go out to a car dealership, you look at cars, you take test drives, but you don't own it. You got to put something into it so you can own it. I'm going on. People of God, you got to own it. Help me, Holy Scripture. Woman, behold thy son. So right here, Jesus snatches ambiguity out of his mother's future. He seizes obscurity and he silences confusion. There is deliverance in the midst of agony. Somebody say, Jesus shut it down. Jesus shut it down. Confusion? Huh. Listen to this. Not for my mama. Confusion isn't going to run amok in my family. Jesus says this. Listen to Jesus. I have all the authority here. Woman, behold thy son. Jesus hanging on an old rugged cross is facing death. But in facing death, he stared down the face of a dogmatic dilemma. Jesus looking down at his mama. Question to the church. Who is then going to take care of the church? Only a disciple. Only a disciple can take care of the church. If you miss me, let me watch this. I do it slowly. Only a disciple can take care of the church. That's the question to the church. Mary, Jesus' mother, is looking back. She's having flashbacks. You act like you don't know what a flashback is. Look back like that. That's a flashback. Remember when you used to? Flashback. As Mary's oldest son, he makes a divine election. Jesus, looking at his mother, not only sees her, but sees that he begins the evision or the envision of life without him. That she can wake up on the next day and, my son, he was on the cross, my son. Jesus, looking at his mother, not only sees her, but he begins to envision her life without him. Now, his mother was not the only person near the cross. The disciple whom Jesus loved was not the only person at the cross. The Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene was not the only one at the cross. Nevertheless, Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved. The Bible says this, that Mary's, the wife of Cleophas, was at the cross. But Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved at the cross. And the Bible reminds us, Jesus looking at his mother. He looks at his mother. Jesus begins to envision her life without him. There is deliverance in the midst of agony. Jesus takes his rightful authority. I assign myself to make sure my mother is covered. I'm not leaving here unless my mother is covered. The Bible makes it this plain. In death, his mindset was that in this, my death, my mother is not going to be left uncovered. And Jesus looked down at the cross and he said, I want John to take care of my mama. And the Bible said it like this. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Amen.